Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Having little music problems in my end, so we're just going to start it. So the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everyone? Welcome to this special edition of the Archer Jones Show. I'm your host, Archer Jones. I shouldn't have to repeat myself, but I have to anyway. Y'all already know who I am, and yada, 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 and all good stuff like that. So, for those who are listening that's in the Milwaukee area, my job is looking for a few people. So, just due to an incident that happened at work yesterday, most likely the incident has involved with two people. Most likely, I think they probably got fired. So, my boss came to me this morning and said, like, do you know anybody that, I'm looking for a couple of people. So I was like, I can look around and ask some people. So he was just like, cool. Just let the other guy know and yada, yada, yada. So I'm letting y'all know that if y'all want to do what I do, work as a concession reporter, I mean, the pay is okay. It's not, like, all great, but it's a little bit better than a minimum wage. So, want the job, let me know so I can let my bosses know and help y'all get an application and do a probably have an interview on the spot right there. So, what more can you lose? I will actually probably post it on my Facebook page, too, just to see if anybody's interested, just to go from there. Well, let's see. What's there to talk about? Well, I know that about the situation with the Golden State Warriors and DeMarcus Cousins, him joining there with, I think it's $5.3 million for, like, 1 year, although he won't be ready to play until January or February. And I know a lot of people lost their minds. I guess nobody didn't hear my opinion about it, or what do I think? Well, I didn't give out a opinion. I was just trying to calm people down. Just said, like, y'all know super teams can be beat. And it has been proven in the past that super teams can be beaten. But for some people on the some of the Bucks groups, they laughed it off and think I was joking. I was just thinking, like, back in, I can think of a recent one with the, when the Lakers had, like, Shaq, Kobe, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton, that was like a super team right there. It doesn't matter how old like Gary Payton or Karl Malone was at the time, whatever, whatever. They were still good to compete in the NBA. So it didn't matter like how old they were, or they wasn't like in Kobe Bryant's situation for the past 3 years before he retired. He was hurt. So Gary Payton, Karl Malone wasn't even, you know, was hurt during their years playing, during that year playing with L.A. And they got beat with another, they got beat by Detroit Pistons like 4-1 that NBA Finals. And I'm just thinking, like, I don't even think, like, I think Rasheed Wallace, I'm not sure if he was an all-star before then, but I know he wasn't that season. But I'm trying to think where he ever were. Not sure. But I think Chauncey Billups was once an all-star. And Ben Wallace, I think he was an all-star before then, too. So they only had, they didn't have that many all-stars on the Piston team that beat LA. And they defeated a super team. But I think you didn't have a super team that had like five all-stars. You may have like, you know, some former all-stars play the bench and stuff like that, but five, starting five all-stars. And I guess I'll just say, like, how I feel right now. I think DeMarcus Cousins was, I think that's a, like I said, somebody explained it, like, both sides is, like, no teams want to offer him anything, what he wanted. That's the key word, what he wanted. And I guess like Golden State came, well, Jeremy Green came up to him and said, join Golden State. But the veteran mineral, I mean minimum, yeah, I had to catch myself on that. The veterans minimum, and you can ask for that somewhere else, or no teams didn't offer that somewhere else. I guess like Pelicans did or offer him like more money than that, at least, and he didn't took it. So.
You know what's right for you and what's wrong for you.
Sorry, I'm
touching you. Don't matter. And don't forget, when you've got family, the decision isn't just solely yours. What's right for your family? What's right for, if you've got kids, your kids?
Who? Well, I don't know if he has kids or anything, but.
Who are we talking about?
DeMarcus Cousins.
No clue whatsoever, but I'm just saying, you've got to take your family into consideration.
Like, that's what LeBron did, and he decided to go to L.A., which I understand.
Did one of his kids go to school out there or something? And that's
let me start going to, yeah, start going to high school there, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's understandable. It's pretty other dude, I have no clue, but I'm just saying, you still may, you know, if you've got a wife or, you know, a significant other, you're going to want to work out what works right for you and that type of thing.
Okay.
That's okay, you can't finish up and I'm just offering you a mouthful. No,
fine. One more.
Now try that.
Oh, wow.
Good, isn't it?
This is good.
There you go. And healthy.
Do that. Y'all just give me a long moment. I'm going to chug on this new fruit juice drink that Hazel made. Okay. Let's see. We're going to get back to DeMarcus Cousins and what I think about it really in a minute. But I guess it's a little bit different than what LeBron James did. And I didn't see any jersey burnings or anything like that yet. I don't know if that's actually happened, or the fans probably respect him enough that he did what he did. He won the Cleveland a championship. And at least he kept that promise. But, get out of there. I don't want to see that. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the, still stuck in a playoff thing. Let me try to change that. I'm just trying to see what's going on with the Summer League, because I know the Bucks is playing right now. But who are they playing against? I don't know. I just heard that they was playing, and then the game probably was over with, but I just want to see the score and stuff. But, like I said, with LeBron James' decision, is like he made a choice family-wise, and that's what he thought about, which I can understand. I guess with DeMarcus Cousins, I do agree with y'all. I think it is a bad move. But then again, it's like, because I know some of y'all just think that they're probably automatically going to win the championship, which I can probably understand some of that, but I'm saying strange things can happen. But I do agree with y'all. I think it's like a bad move for them, because it's like, he's not gonna be there after this season, because Golden State Warriors ain't gonna be able to match him. If they do, they can't offer him a big contract, but they got Klay Thompson that's gonna be a free agent. And I think Draymond Green is gonna be a free agent too after this coming season. So it's like, if they do give their players like, oh, yeah, and plus Kevin Durant, because he got a player option after he just signed recently. So after this season, yeah, he just got a player option, which he probably will opt out and, like, you know, try to get the max or whatever. So that's going to be tricky, because if they keep all those five players, not this coming season, but next season, they're going to be over the luxury tax, and of course they're going to be over the cap. And they're going to be paying, like, a lot for the luxury tax. It's kind of the same thing with OKC kind of did when they let go Carmelo Anthony today. So I just want y'all to think that this is going to be for 1 year, although right now we don't like it, but it is just going to be for 1 year. And plus, like we were saying, he's not going to, like, be back right away or anything like that. Like, with that Achilles injury that he has, who knows how good he's going to be when he comes back. And, like, will he be that same player, you know, when he comes back from that injury? I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm still trying to look for – oh, Kyle Anderson signs a 4-year offer sheet with the Memphis Grizzlies. I guess the Spurs got 7 days to match that, so that's not what I'm looking for. I'm just trying to look for, like, interaction in the summer league, and right now I'm not getting anything. But, like, although we hate the move, but
is not going to last. And one of the things that Anthony Davis had mentioned from what I heard earlier today on ESPN, that I think it was the ESPN or I heard it on the radio, that I guess, like, Anthony Davis didn't want him back because of how much of drama that he calls in the locker room. So that's the thing I heard, but it could be wrong. It could be because I either heard it from ESPN or I heard it from one of the radio stations here. Let's see. Ooh, I may be able to watch Summer's League. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to get this thing sorted out, play a couple of songs, and we will talk more about this if I can get this to. So we'll be right back.
Thank you. game before somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame. Cover up your face, you can't run the race. The pace is too fast, it just won't last.
The game did end it. The Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Detroit Pistons. A very low scoring game. 57-47. The final. No joke, ladies and gentlemen. That is the final score while I'm reading from NBA.com. It was that low of a score. DJ Wilson had 12 points. 1.2 from the three-point line, and about three rebounds and three steals, and they put him at small four position, which was kind of a smart move in the beginning. It was like you want some of your tall players to start off at the small four position, especially if they're like 6'9", 6'10", or something like that. I guess it all depends on their build or whatever. Let's see, their center, Christian Wood, 15 points, hit only 1-3, only attempted 1-3. And 7 rebounds, with not bad with the offensive rebound, and he has 1. Let me look more on this guy, if they let me. But probably not, but Brandon McCoy had like played 13 minutes. I think he only had like one rebound. Yeah, he only had one rebound and was 0-for-2. So, well, I'll give the guy some time. I'm not going to, like, bash him or anything. So, because I know the Bucks were kind of high on this guy after they picked him up by him being undrafted. So they got games left, and I'm trying to look up the Pistons score, so just give me a second here. Okay. Henry Ellison had 16 points. Was 1-for-6 from the three-point line. Yikes. Zach Lofton with only 10 points. I think that's one steal. Wow. Luke Kennard didn't play, and Dante DiVincenzo didn't play today either. Yeah, he didn't play. I don't know why he didn't play or what was going on. I don't know. But, yeah, he didn't play today, so. Let's see, they got some videos. Oh, that's cool to have Van Becker being one of the Summer League coaches. So that's good. I don't know, y'all probably going to be hearing some of the video, but I'm going to just see if I can play it. It won't let me play, but what more can you do? But as I was mentioning earlier, that Carmelo Anthony and OKC are parting ways. I don't think they really didn't want to part ways like that, but I think if they would have kept him on there, they would have been paying a whole lot of that luxury tax. Because I think Carmelo Anthony was due for like about $25 million or something like that. And on ESPN, they kind of explained that, I guess they were, if there was over the luxury tax and stuff like that, they were paid like over $300 million of it. So they had to cut the cost down and it saved them over $100 million. So they had to do that. And plus with like re-signing Paul George, they just needed to do something. And that was just one of the things they did. Insane, right? Well, I wonder if they have any highlights on. Try to look for YouTube and see if they have any highlights on the game. I don't know if they're going to have them on there right away, but I'm just going to see. No. Nope. I was hoping they would, but they don't. So probably got to look for it at another time. But I know we were talking about like what the think the they said the salary cap for the NBA will go up a little bit, I think right now is like about, I think it's 100 million. I think it's going to go up to like just a million more. Something I'm probably going to look at that as, if I have a little time to do that. Let's see. Devin Booker is getting the max deal extension. Let's see. Well, we can even talk about a little bit about the Bucks, because as everybody knows, they did Jabari Parker. They had him a qualifying offer, and I guess all they're doing is waiting on to see if there are any teams is gonna like sign him or to like an offer sheet. But right now, nobody's budging. It's like you got some teams that's interested in them, but right now, they're not budging, and right now, I don't know what that qualifying offer they offer him is yet. I don't know how much it is, but I'm guessing, this is my guess, because he was getting like about around like $5-6 million on his rookie contract for the past 4 years. I'm thinking that this is my guess. I could be wrong, but it could be, obviously, it could be for like one, but they do offer you like a 1 year qualifying offer. It's only on 1 year. But I think it's like about maybe $8 or $9 million. That's my guess. And they say on websites that he might be considering taking that qualifying offer, because it's a good opportunity for him to, like, to prove himself this coming season and show Milwaukee and other teams, whoever be interested in them after this coming season, that he's worth more than the max or whatever. So I'm thinking of something that if he has a good year, doesn't get hurt, like stays healthy, and the Bucks like get past, because I know one of their main missions for the Bucks to do this offseason and this coming season is, of course, make it to the playoffs and get out the first round. I know that's one of the things that they need to do. As people still shooting fireworks, but anyways, like I said, I have nothing against Parker. I like Parker. The only thing I don't like that he doesn't defend well, but he managed to get, you know, a block or two in some games. And of course, everybody saw, if they saw that video with him and Ray Allen, that he was working on his jump shots. But he was good. He's a good shooter when he came out of college, and he was a good shooter anyway. But I guess he wanted to work on it more just to be, because I think he was one of the few players in the books that were consistent. But I guess he wanted to be more consistent, which I can understand. I guess part of me was thinking that that Giannis could take like the same page and have him work on more of his shooting. Like, of course, Giannis is a little bit better, but I just think he needs a little bit more work on his shooting. We'll see what happens with him and see what's going on like this offseason with him and what he's working on and what the team is working on. Like, they signed Ersan Ilyasova, and I know half of the people was, like, upset with that. Because it's like, they waste all their money on him, all that minimal money they have. And as I mentioned before, like, they still got to free up. There's a Tulevich contract. Because he ain't going to be able to play no more. And they free up his contract or do like little payment installments like they doing with Larry Sanders. I don't know if they're gonna buy him out or just do like pay him maybe like $1 million or something a year just to get him off the books. But the Bucks will have some money to play with, although they say it might take him up to close to the beginning of the season. Ooh, excuse me. I think beginning of the season for that to work. Because the Bucks are quiet right now, as it seems like, doesn't mean they are. They could be, you know, making some calls right now or could be just, you know, making some offers. But not many teams are budging or is not the offer that they want or is not the offer that the Bucks want. So I'm pretty sure that they're making moves, but like moves are going on. We just gotta be patient. Okay, now they're talking about Kevin Love. I'll let y'all listen to this and play this. So just hold on here when it loads up. Sorry, normally it was just played by now, but I just went on with the load. I haven't been promoting like the radio network at the moment. It's because of, you know, right now I'm doing this by phone and stuff, and we don't have like a internet, no thanks to AT&T, but we're doing this by phone and stuff and trying to get this going. And kind of hard to try to, you know, you can't copy or I know the way you can copy and paste stuff, but it's just like kind of hard to do that. Oh, here we go. Yeah, of course it's going to buffer. Just screw it. Well, they're mainly saying that Kevin Love thinks that he's going to get traded. And I guess, like, what the video I was trying to load up was, I guess there was a possibility that he could go to the 76ers or the Portland Trailblazers, but it was like, the 76ers, it wouldn't make any sense. It's like, they got like a power forward in Dario Saric. It's like, what would they use Kevin Love for unless Dario Saric is going to be involved with a trade in that scenario? And right now, I think that on Philly, I know they're trying to get another all-star. Like, they're one of the few teams that's still trying to go after Kawhi Leonard, but right now, the Spurs ain't – I wouldn't say the Spurs ain't budging, but they're not doing much. I guess they're still trying to see where Kawhi Leonard's mind's at because I'm thinking they still want to keep him, but it just depends what they want to do. So it will be interesting to see where Kawhi Leonard's going to go, who's going to trade for him or what's going to happen. But, yeah, who knows? I'm just trying to look for some more videos. They got notable remaining free agents. Of course, they got Isaiah Thomas is unrestricted. Restricted free agents are Quinn Capella, because I'm surprised Houston hasn't done anything yet. And they said they had talks with him, Quinn Capella, but I guess they weren't that good. Zach LaVine, I think the Bulls, like, matched, like, an offer sheet or something like that, but I got to look more to that later. Like I said, Jabari Parker, we're still waiting on, you know, teams to make a move or what's going to happen or that situation. And Marcus Smart was also a restricted free agent and disappointed that the Celtics there, they're not doing anything. But let's see. I think that's, like, it for, like, NBA unless something's going to happen within a matter of a second, which I probably doubt it. But let me talk about something that happened at work yesterday. And the reason I had mentioned about the two jobs being available, the fight had ended around about 30 seconds after I got down there from being done what I was doing. But from what I heard, this is how it went down. I guess, like, one of the workers, I'm not going to say names. Okay. Like, they had talked earlier that it's like this was like a bunch of laziest working crew that they ever had besides a few people that was working hard. I heard that conversation. And I was like, just standing there just listening. And it's like, oh, we ain't talking about you. We just talking about, like, some of the others. But it's like, yeah, this is the laziest working crew that we ever had. Anyways, one of the guys that been here for a while, I guess he got sick and tired of this other guy not working and taking the longest time, like, doing this, you know, doing stuff. But before we go on, it's like, I understand some workers trying to go their own pace and take their time. I do that too. Sometimes I rush a little bit. Sometimes I take my time because I don't want to overdo it. Especially you got a lot of pulling, you know, how much stuff that either I stack for myself or with the other person stack for you. So you could be carrying, like, a cart in a pulling, like, a rack at the same time, or you could be pulling two full carts at the same time, just trying to get one stuff to one stand, to a cart, to another stand, and stuff like that. So I can understand why some workers go their own pace. So I ain't knocking them for that. But I guess, like, the guy that's been there for a while just got sick and tired of this other guy not doing much of anything. Like, he just, like, his stuff is there. He's, like, gone for, like, an half hour, not even, like, doing his work. He was just gone. And I guess, like, on the way back down, I guess they was, like, talking. It's like, you never do no work. You never do no work. It was like, keep my name out your mouth. The other guy was saying that. And I guess the one guy, he was like, excuse my friends, he's like, you ain't doing shit. And out of nowhere, the other guy just started grabbing him. He's like, I swear you keep your name out my mouth. And just grabbing him and trying to choke him. So they was like kind of choking each other. And my boss and a few other people, one of the other guys that managed, was trying to break it up. So that happened. And like I said, by the time I got down there, it was like broken up. Like 30 seconds later, I got down there. They were trying to calm the one guy down. The other guy was like already outside. They told him to go home, apparently. And the other guy that was working there, like, they tried to calm him down. He's like, I just had him by the neck. Like, I won't go fight him. I ain't going to try to fight him. But what they did, I think it was a few minutes. I don't know what happened. I don't know, he was doing his work, and I was doing mine. Then when I got down there, and it was like, normally I would see him down there stacking up stuff. But, yeah, he was gone. So I didn't have a clue what was going on, or they just send him home for the day. So that's why I'm thinking that they both got sent home for the day after all that altercation. That's what I thought. Then I got in today. One of the guys were there, and the other guy wasn't. And I saw them, the one guy talking to my boss. And I guess they shook hands, and the other guy was leaving. So, and then that's when he talked to me and was like, you know, two other people that want to work, we're going to need some people. Like, I said, I can talk to some people and see what's going on. Like, good. So, I'm just going to take it from that point of view, from that most likely they got fired. That's the only thing I can think of, that they got fired. Either they got fired or they were suspended. So for now, I'm just going to take it as they got fired. Until something changes, maybe tomorrow or Sunday or next week or wherever the case may be. I don't know. I'm just going to take it as for now that they got fired. So, like, what more can you do? Come on. I'm just seeing if there's anything else I'm going to talk about before I... They got me signed up for like an hour and a half, and only want to do an hour. But, yeah, most likely I'm just going to end it right here. And I apologize, I don't have much to talk about, but just those two subjects. Normally, you know, I have more to say. But it's just been, well, besides the 4th of July, it was just a couple of us just chilling and watching movies and stuff. It wasn't really, you know, not much to talk about besides people criticizing the former president and people criticizing the president and stuff like that. Otherwise, it wasn't really, you know, much to talk about. So... just going to end it at that, and you can check our website. Hopefully by end of next week, it will be updated. WesternFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Also, you can check out WFSO on Facebook, Western Fans Speak Out group on Facebook, or just check out our Facebook page. Check out WFSO Radio Network's page. Also, look for the other WFSO groups like WFSO Women of Wrestling or WFSO Midwest, East Coast. Just we got a lot of groups that are just going on, things like that. Also, don't forget to check out our YouTube page. Although I haven't put my videos out there yet, but I'm probably going to put up a few videos of, like, one with the updated video of the Bucks Arena. I know I got to put that out, so probably most likely it's going to be next weekend. It's supposed to be this weekend, but like I said, with the internet and stuff, and no thanks to AT&T, So it's going to be waiting another week. And I got to try to figure out what's going on in wrestling so I can get ready for Sunday for FanView. Check that out. It'll be 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern time on this same station. Hazel runs her mouth. Another great show that's going on this Wednesday and every Wednesday. 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, 8:30 p.m. Central time. And, of course, my show will be back at its regular time this Thursday and regular day, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. So everything will kind of be back to normal. But except for next Friday, we're going to have WFSO's FanView, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, due to the pay-per-view that's going to happen next Sunday with Extreme Rules. So that's going on. And is there anything else? I know there's a few things that I'm forgetting. Every time you watch, like, although you listen to it, but you watch a little video on Blog Talk Radio, we got, like, videos of, like, upcoming events, like, in the Wisconsin and Illinois area when it comes to wrestling. So watch out for that if you're listening to WFSO FanView, if you're watching it through Blog Talk Radio. Although we can't remind you when you call in, but this is when you kind of watching and listening, trying to get the videos, photos of upcoming events and things like that. Oh, yeah, and hopefully I'm going to try to go to SummerFest either one of these days before it all happens, either tomorrow or Sunday. So I'm going to try to figure that out so I won't waste this ticket. Otherwise, I'm going to be upset. But, that's not what I'm trying to do. But, anyways, just on the internet, that please check out WFSO. Until then, you guys have a good night, and y'all get to hear from us Sunday at 9 o'clock Central Time. Good night, everybody.